With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Most Federal Reserve officials want to see progress on inflation before supporting more interest rate cuts.
Minutes of last month's meeting show the vast majority of the 19 people on the Fed's rate-setting committee said there were signs the job market is stabilized, and most felt the Fed's key rate is close to a level that neither stimulates nor restrains the economy. The minutes underscore the divided nature of the committee. Several officials say more cuts will likely be appropriate if inflation continues to decline. But some officials favored keeping rates unchanged for some time. And several others say they could have supported the next Fed move being either a cut or a rate hike if inflation remains above the 2% target. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. accuses China of secretly carrying out low-yield nuclear tests. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Yu says seismic data bolsters the Americans' claim.
He said there was very little possibility that it was anything but an explosion, adding that it wasn't consistent with mining blasts or an earthquake. Mr. Yu said it was what you would expect with a nuclear explosive test. China denied setting off an underground blast after the claim was first made earlier this month. The Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization, which is charged with detecting nuclear test explosions, said there was insufficient data to confirm Mr. Yu's allegation.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Authorities say the bodies of 8 backcountry skiers have been found and one remains missing after an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California. 6 others were found alive. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 129 points, the Nasdaq rose 175. This is SRN News. Christians care about the Bible.
A new Lifeway research poll of Protestant churchgoers finds that while many don't read the scriptures as much as they like to, they value them highly. 74% say they consider the Bible to have authority over every aspect of their life. A similar number say they think about biblical principles throughout each day. The Lifeway poll also reveals that about 60% of respondents say they feel unfulfilled if they miss several days of reading the scriptures. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government of Belgium is unhappy with the U.S. ambassador. Bill White has accused the country of anti-Semitism over the prosecution of several Jewish people. Belgian authorities are investigating whether 3 men in Antwerp were performing circumcisions without certified medical training. Writing on social media, Ambassador White says you must make a legal provision to allow rabbis to perform their duties here in Belgium. This is SRN News. A trial for 2 pitchers accused of rigging pitches is coinciding with the start of baseball's spring training.
Prospects for a spring fraud trial for 2 Cleveland Guardians stars accused of colluding with sports bettors are fading after they appeared in Brooklyn federal court. Pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz entered not guilty pleas to a rewritten indictment. Judge Kiyo A. Matsumoto said Wednesday that she'd likely adjourn a May 4th trial date until October. The pitchers were charged in November with accepting several $1,000 in payoffs to help 2 gamblers from their native Dominican Republic win over $400,000. Clase and Ortiz have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The Seattle Seahawks football team is going up for sale in accordance with the wishes of late team owner Paul Allen. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.